that was just for this family that was here today. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and we're going to continue with our reading of Romans, or our going through Romans chapter 6. And I have to tell you, Rabbi Lewis, thank you so much for sharing, because, you know, sometimes I just think that he goes through my notes and he reads some things. But we know that's not the case. We know that it's the Holy Spirit that's moving. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and break this down. Of course, this is Romans 6, starting at verse 15. What does this mean? Should we go on sinning because we are not under law but under grace? Of course not. Paul again here makes note that it is not God's will for a person to live a life of sin once they've been saved. We are not to cheapen the grace of God by taking advantage of it. And remember last week we talked about the difference between being upa, nomos, under Torah, right? Or in nomos. There's a difference between being under the judgment of the Scripture or being or having our lives plugged into the Scripture. And we need to remember that. So really, we're not to go on living our lives like we're going to be judged by the Scripture, but we're going to need to live our lives being in obedience to the things of God. And of course, you know, Paul's here, hey, may it never be. Don't continue to live this way. And then he goes on to continue. Do you know that when you offer yourself to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? And I found a great quote here from Rabbi Simeon ben Yochai. And it's regards to, you know, once again, coming out of Ecclesiastes, it says, wisdom strengthens a wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city. And his writing pertaining to this, it says, does a city have 10 rulers? Does it not, in fact, have only one ruler? What then does the Scripture mean by 10 rulers? When a disciple of the wise reads Scripture, you know, we read the Torah, we study the Scripture, we study the Bible, and resolves to repent and do the good deeds, they are delivered from 10 harsh masters. Namely, his two eyes, his two ears, his two hands, his two feet, his mouth, and his sexual lust. So basically the point that this rabbi is making here is that each person needs to make a conscious choice of who they are going to obey. Either sin, which consequences death, or obedience, which is doing the right righteous thing, right? We're going to do one or the other. And which is easier to follow? One master, the Messiah, or 10 masters are different, you know, things that we want to do different bad stuff with. Something I want to point out, note that the Torah portion this morning was talking about the two goats. Once selected, they both faced the tabernacle or the temple. And then once the goat was selected for sacrifice, the other goat was turned away and faced towards the wilderness. And the lesson that the rabbis teach for this, and they ask this around the time of Yom Kippur, are you the goat that faces towards the things of God? Or are you the goat that faces towards the wilderness? Which goat are you? And you know, think about that. We have a choice. We can choose to be that sacrifice, that living sacrifice, right, that the Scripture talks about. Or we can choose to wander in the wilderness of sin and reap the consequences of following after those 10 masters. Now the Apostle Paul continues, it says, but thank God that though you were once slaves of sin, you became obedient from your hearts to that form of teaching which you have been entrusted. And since you have been freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. It's interesting, I found this out of the Qumran text. And for those of you who like the notes here, it's the first Qumran script, 5, the first 10 verses, it says, And this sit the rule from the members of the community, for those who volunteer to be converted from all evil and to cling to all his commands according to his will. They shall practice truth in common, and humility and righteousness, and justice and love, charity and modesty in all their ways. Let no man walk in the stubbornness of his heart to stray by following his heart and his eyes and the thought of his evil inclination. But in the community they shall circumcise the foreskin of the evil inclination and disobedience in order to lay a foundation of truth for Israel, for the community of the everlasting covenant. And let him undertake by oath of obligation to be converted to the Torah of Moses according to all his commands, with all his heart and with all his soul. So basically the point that this text was making in this community was that each individual had to make a choice to practice truth. They had to make a choice to do this in humility, to practice righteousness, to practice justice, to practice charity, to practice modesty. And you know, here we see in this passage in Romans that Rabbi Shaul, the Apostle Paul, makes the same point, that since we're free from the slavery of sin, we are to be obedient from our hearts to do the teaching that we have been selected to preserve at all costs. And of course, you know, and what is that we're supposed to preserve? It's the Word of God. All of it. We don't just pick and choose what we want, but we need to follow God's word from Genesis chapter 1 through the end of Revelation, right? Yeah. And the scripture says, once again, Rabbi Lewis must have been reading. This is from the book of Joshua, and it's the last chapter. It says, "If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve Hashem, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your forefathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve Hashem." We will serve the Lord. And that seems to be the echo today. We need to be serving the Lord. We need to make the choice to serve the Lord. And there's consequences for our choices. You know, in Leviticus, and I think it's chapter 26, it says, "You shall not make for yourselves idols, nor shall you set up for yourselves an image of a sacred pillar, nor shall you place a figure of stone in your land to bow down to it. For I am Hashem your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Hashem. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so far as to carry them out," this is what he promises, "then I shall give you rains for their season, so that the land will yield its produce and the trees of the field will bear their fruit." And it goes on to say all the blessings. And you know, we don't understand this as much as they do back then because of where we live. They get this in the Midwest, those farmers who raise crops. They rely heavily upon the rain. If they don't get the rain, they don't get the crops. If they don't get the crops, they can't feed the cows. If they don't feed the cows, they're not having steak. And if they're not having steak, that makes one grumpy rancher, right? Right, Dave? Yeah, but God promises, it says, hey, you know what? If you don't make these idols, if you don't bow down to this stuff, if you keep my Sabbaths, which means God wants us to spend time with Him. He wants us to do that. If you do these things, if you walk in my statutes, notice it doesn't say law. Your translation doesn't say law, it'll say statutes, which really is a legal term. If you walk in the legal definitions the way that God says we're supposed to walk. It's like driving a car, right? We've got some statutes. We have some things that we have to follow when we're driving a car. Some of them are lame, I get it. But you know what? A lot of them are there for our protection. Like everybody driving on the same side of the road that's going the same direction. That seems to make sense, okay? Let's not go the wrong way, people. What's going to happen? Someone's going to get hurt. Stop signs are not suggestions. Now, I agree, they put them up in the stupidest places. They do. I mean, don't get me started. Yeah, but you know what? Many times, stop signs are there for a purpose and for a reason. It's for our protection. Slower traffic, keep right. It's not just a good idea. It's the law. It's a statute, you know? It's for your protection. You can't have Granny driving 25 miles an hour in the fast lane on the freeway. Somebody's going to get hurt. And that's why we have the Torah. The Torah is there for our protection. But also God promises that we will be blessed when we walk in His ways and keep. And I think I talked about this last week, but that word keep is shomer, which means to guard at all costs from perversion. how do we guard at all costs from perversion God's commandments? Well, it doesn't start, you know, it starts by not misinterpreting a scripture, right? But also, don't we do that in our own hearts and lives? Because if you think about it, you know, back when this was written, you know, it's not like, oh, wow, you know, I need a Torah for my house. So we'll just go down to the five and dime and I'll give, Ofer, I'll give him, five sheep for a new Torah scroll. You can just print one up. No, Torah scrolls were very hard to come by. So it was an understanding that we are to be walking Torah scrolls. And so how are we blessed? When we do these things that God wants us to do. Now that's the choice, right? Let's look at the other side. But if you do not obey me and do not carry out all these commandments, if instead you reject my statutes, and if your soul abhors my ordinances so not to carry out all my commandments, and so break my covenant, I in turn will do this to you. I will appoint over you a sudden terror. Wow. Consumption and fever will waste away the eyes and cause the soul to pine away. Also, you will sow your seed uselessly, for your enemies will eat it up. And the scripture goes on to continue to list twice as many curses as blessings. And I find this interesting, is that, think about this. When we choose to not serve God, God cannot help us. It's not His choice. He cannot. Isaiah 59 verse 2 is very clear. It says, your iniquities are such that He can't hear your prayer. You know, I saw a little cartoon recently. It's like, where was God when this tragedy took place in Sandy Hook Elementary School? And the response underneath was, well, you don't let God in, so why would you expect Him to help you? It's true. We have to let God in first to do the things that He wants us to do first. And then we will see His blessings. Amen? And what do I want to see? I want to see each and every one of you blessed. And you guys know me. I don't, you know, have Officer Biermer walking around with his ticket book writing citations for everybody and giving them fines and violations. No. What does he teach about? Does he teach about, you know, hey, all right, everybody, we're going to go into Dirty Muddy Stream this week and we're going to get as much yuck and junk on us so it weighs us down so God won't. No. He talks about cleansing stream, how we get cleansed from this junk. Get it all out of our hearts and lives once and for all. It's gone. It's done. And then we can live the way that God wants us to live. Why does God want us to live this way? Because He loves us. He loves you. He loves me, right? That's why God wants us to live this way. And that's why Yeshua told us in the book of John. It says, it's the book of Matthew. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or be loyal to one and despise the other. We have a choice. Choose today whom you will serve. Amen? Amen. The choice is up to you. The choice is up to you. Now let me encourage you. I promise you this. I promise that, I'm going to be sarcastic for a moment. I promise that if you do everything that God wants you to do, your life will be so easy. You'll have gold nuggets falling from the sky and landing in your bank account once a week. You'll have to drive a nice car. You'll have to have a new airplane. Nice yacht. Or sailboat for your mom, Richard, with crew. You know, if you follow what God says to follow, you will be able to name it and claim it. You will be able to blab it and grab it. Yeah, you will live in your mansion here. Amen? No, because what does God's word say? With this, he follows up and says, you cannot serve God in riches. yeah, what are you going to serve? We do have a choice. We do have a choice. But I do promise you this. When you completely surrender all of your life to God, and as His servant, you will be storing up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Which, you know, Obama cannot tax it. Dave can't steal it. Yeah. Richard can't borrow it. No. But what it is that God does promise that we will have an abundant life, whatever length He considers that life. And we just need to go out and we just need to share in love the testimony of the choices that we've made. Somebody going through a rough time, hey, you know what? I understand rough times. That's why we sang that song this morning. You know, blessed be your name. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes we go through hard times, but it's for a testimony, right? Sometimes we go through a hard time because of sin. We need to be honest with ourselves. And that's the problem. Too many times people on the outside unfairly judge people who are just going through a test by saying, oh, something's wrong. They must be in sin. Oh, drives me nuts when I hear people say that. Rabbi Lewis drives such a gas-guzzling car. Why is he in sin? He's not. He's in the car that God blessed him with. And if you knew the testimony of that car, praise God. Praise God. Exactly. And you know what? I mean, I see people who are just loaded. Look at all the celebrities who are living debaucherous lifestyles that are loaded with money. So having stuff really isn't about stuff, right? But really, our life should be about making the choice. Let's just serve the Lord. Let's not focus on the stuff or who has what or who, you know, just get rid of all that junk. And let's not be the goat that turns towards the wilderness. But let's be the goat that focuses on going towards God and being a living sacrifice. What does Romans 12 say? Going from memory here. Beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So let's be holy and acceptable unto God. And choose to serve Him. Amen? Amen. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes.